Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Yud Dalet, Chapter 14, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah continues talking about different ailments and taking some type of medicine or something to make it feel better and the permissibility of doing that on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, HaChoshesh B'Shinov, if a person has a bad toothache, Lo Yigama Bo'enes HaChometz, he cannot fill his mouth with vinegar in order to take away the toothache, because everyone understands, it's recognizable, that he's doing it for refuah, for healing. But he could dip his bread, his challah, into vinegar. And if the vinegar somehow makes him feel better, nisrapa, then that's great, he's been healed. The Gemara explains that the only prohibition of swallowing, of gargling with vinegar is when a person spits it out, because then it's clear that they're doing it for therapeutic purposes. But if a person just takes some and he swigs some vinegar and he swallows it, it's not an issue. Additionally, all the problems of taking medication, the Gemara says, and the commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch say this even more, that are there only if a person is feeling a pain. But if a person's pain is overtaking them so much that they can't function, they feel like they need to lie in bed, or they just feel like they're totally not able to survive, they're just in such agony, then halacha is one is permitted to take medication, and that's really the halacha with Tylenol and the like. But just to take Tylenol for an ache or a pain is prohibited, but if a person is in bed or they're just not functional, it's permitted to take Tylenol. HaChoshesh b'masnav, if a person has a pain in their loins, lo yasich yayin v'chomech, they shouldn't smear in wine and vinegar, but it's permissible to smear in oil, because even healthy people smear themselves with oil. V'lo shem and veret, it's prohibited for a person to smear themselves with rose oil, because it was a very expensive type of oil. And everyone understands that a person doesn't use it just for any reason, that they're using it for refuah, they're using it for healing. B'nei l'melachim, says the Mishnah, sons of kings, sachin shemen verla makusei, and they're even allowed to put this rose oil on their ailments on Shabbos, shekein darkam lasal b'chol, because they use it all the time during the weekday, so it's not recognizable that they're doing it for medicinal purposes. Rabbi Shimon Omer, a very inspiring and uplifting statement, Rabbi Shimon says, kol Yisrael b'nei melachim hein. All Jewish people are considered the sons of kings. And this, that it's prohibited for princes and sons of kings to do this, permits it for all Jewish people. So just something wonderful to think about. And halacha, practically, it is permissible for a person to smear themselves with this rose oil. Why? Because since kings do it, Jewish people are considered kings as well. And halacha considered us b'nei melachim. And if we are b'nei melachim, like Hashem says to us, that bani matem l'Hashem elokeichem, you are sons, well, then it's also an obligator. The king's children have to act in the appropriate way. We have to be the ambassadors for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. Just something wonderful to think about as we start our week. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.